This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show. We are so excited to have our next guest here. We have Josh Snow, who is the founder and CEO of a company called Snow, and we're going to hear all about it. Josh is not a first-time founder. He has founded multiple other ventures, has over 15 years of entrepreneurial experience under his belt. He's on a mission to revolutionize the oral care industry, and we'll get into talking a lot more about that. From selling his first company for seven figures at just 17 years old to founding, like I said, multiple other successful ventures in multiple industries. So as a visionary behind Snow, he's dedicated to innovation and really digging into the oral care industry. I thought I knew what he was doing with his first product that came out, and now I see he's just growing like crazy. So I'm very, very excited to see what Josh is up to and all of his wisdom. We're going to get to hear a lot more about it. So thank you so much, Josh, for joining us on the show. Welcome.
How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options: keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Kara, thank you so much for having me, and I'm a huge fan of yours and what you developed with Hint and Beyond, so it's a pleasure to be here today and excited to share what I can of value.
Amazing. So Josh and I just figured out that we're both from Arizona, Phoenix, Scottsdale area. So I'm very, very excited to hear that another entrepreneur is doing it from the Arizona area. Very, very cool. So tell us a bit about you. And you were a young entrepreneur right out of the gate in diapers, not really, but almost, right? You have an entrepreneurial spirit from a very, very young age. So tell me about you. I mean, how did this all come to be?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess looking back on it, there definitely was a pattern of entrepreneurialism throughout my activities and things that I was interested in. But it wasn't something I was comfortable with for a while. So as a 13, 14-year-old, this is when I started. It came from a desire to want to build something, want to do something. I just was itching for certain at a young age, and with an older soul of just wanting to create something. I started making websites. So I learned how to make websites at the public library. Actually, we didn't have a computer at home and my school library. So I was building these essentially blogs, and I was writing the content myself with pseudonyms. And I wanted to get more people to the website. I didn't even know what I was doing at the time. And so I learned about search engine optimization, which was a game changer for me because I could figure out how to rank higher in Google, which meant more people read my blog. And then I found a program by Google called AdSense that I could put ads on these blogs that I was building. And then that was the first time I made like 20 cents in my sleep. And I was like, oh my gosh, I made 20 cents on someone clicked on an ad on one of these blogs that I put together. That was huge for me. And so that kind of started the path of, okay, if I can drive traffic through search engines, can I drive traffic through social media? And that whole intellectual curiosity, getting paid to build websites for businesses to then manage their media. So I was paid to learn Google AdWords and Facebook ads in the early days. So eventually I got to a point where after doing that through my teenage years, I went on to ASU. I was in and out of there in 2 years because I knew that I had to graduate as the first in my family to graduate of college. I knew that was important. It was important to me. I had worked really hard throughout my high school journey and was able to graduate valedictorian. So I was on some scholarships that were academic based, and I wanted to really utilize that. So while I was running my business, I was going to college. Once I got out of college in 2013, I said, well, now I'm ready to start my own brands. I want to not just drive traffic for brands, not just create content and all of these other things around it. I want to do it from the ground up. And at the time, I happened to be going through jaw surgery. And as my brain wanders and kind of thinks of opportunities, I said, well, a lot of people have teeth. It's a really big market. All the odds are stacked against me, which at that time, I was seeking that level of intensity to hold my attention long enough to build something great. So I needed something that was going to get me out of bed in the morning, that when times were going well, that it would still drive the energy. And then when times are going bad, it would lift me from that basin of self-doubt and all those things. So I said, well, oral care, and I noticed at the time, I look back on it now and I go, wow, that all that energy after I'd sold my couple of businesses, namely my agency, I was like, what am I going to do with my time? And so snow in many ways saved my life because it came about in a time where I had made some money. I had this kind of wonder boy syndrome where it's like, what am I going to do next? And I really thought internally, what's going to drive me forward? Because I figured out at that time, I was starting to figure out that the pursuit of happiness, that I'm going to have a certain, when I make 5 million, 10 million, a certain number or a certain team size, that that would be this pinnacle of euphoria and worth the trek. What I found is that I find more joy and passion in the trek than in the destination. And in that pain and in that struggle. And so that was the start of me kind of figuring a little bit of that out and then saying, I need a business to match product founder market fit. I've got to find something. In oral care, I've always been interested in. And the odds were completely stacked against me. And I said, well, if there are other people that think like me in this space, it's a very big market. And as long as I don't give up, and we continue to listen to the customers, we're going to have something of a household name, and that could be something we build. And that's what really called that inner entrepreneur toward a market that is incredibly difficult. And that started the now 8-year journey of snow. And that was the initial start of that. I've since built and sold several businesses in different industries while building snow. And one thing to point out is I've taken $0 off the table from snow across the entire journey. And we bootstrapped the first $100 million in sales. So there is a bigger reason why that business was started, in particular to a lot of the other businesses I was starting. And that's why I'm still here today. And I wake up with this joy and excitement because every day there's a new challenge inside of snow. And it keeps me going. It gives me a lot.
You had a few other companies before starting Snow, including Frost Smile Care. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And was that sort of a precursor to Snow?
No, actually, Frost, Snow came before Frost. Frost is our kids line at Frost on social, shopfrost.com. That's our kids version of Snow.
Of Snow. Okay, so Snow, it's still around. First. Okay.
Yeah, still around. It's Snow definitely came first in terms of Snow is the first brand. And now I have Anala as well with Kim Kardashian's best friend, Lala Envy, which is in hair care. And so I've been able to kind of build upon that platform. But Snow is the first one where the formula, packaging, every single piece of that business was internally developed from the beginning of, you know, let's not private label, let's not use anything that we don't really or I feel really confident about. So that was the first one, but I had worked on several. I was partners in several other businesses. And in Snow, I'm a solo founder. So it was really unique in a lot of ways.
So your first product with Snow, your first SKU was what?
Our teeth whitening kit. Yeah, our teeth whitening system.
And how did you, what did you see in the market that was really missing? Because obviously there's solutions, probably not as good as Snow, but there's solutions that claim to be out there working, you know, over-the-counter stuff that you can get at CVS, but also you could go into a dental office. But what did you see was really missing that you said, you know, I can solve this problem for the consumer and I just need to get it out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. There were a couple of things up front that I recognized on a personal level as a consumer of teeth whitening and oral care products. I looked at my own experience and as someone who's been in braces multiple times, jaw surgery. So I had a lot of consumer experience myself in seeing some of what was out there. And what I found from my own personal experience was that the packaging was lacking. That was the first thing before I even opened the bottle. Then the formulation, you know, what's in the ingredients, the cleaner ingredients and emphasis in that area. So I thought that, you know, we could potentially build better for you oral care, perhaps with vitamins in the toothpaste, which we have now. And how do we kind of elevate that area? And I saw it happening across other categories. You know, my dog's food had more vitamins than my toothpaste, and there was more transparency for shampoo than my mouthwash. And that's how I was left feeling. So I said, I think that oral care, which man, woman, and child brush their teeth two times a day, I think eventually it's going to matter to those customers. And I might be early, I might be late, but I know that that's something that I would want out there. So that was the initial appeal. And then with the first product, it was, how could we bring a professional level experience with the LED technology into the home and eventually plugged into their device and then subsequently wireless? How do we bring that experience, spa-like experience, into the household with efficacious ingredients that would deliver the result? But the goal is always and always built around me, which is sensitive teeth. So can we drive the results while not causing the sensitivity that someone might expect? So that was the initial thesis, that I saw an opportunity for a teeth whitening system that would deliver that in an at-home scenario for a fraction of the cost. And to date, we've sold well over a million of those systems, and we've iterated upon it several times. But in the very beginning, that's what I noticed. And I did go and read every Amazon review that I could get my hands on for everything that was out there, so that I can understand what are the consumers asking for that perhaps the brands haven't responded to.
And you were only direct to consumer when you first launched. And how did you figure out product market fit? And you looked at Amazon reviews, but you know, as you started to roll out the device, I mean, how did you start to figure out that you were actually doing it right? I mean, this was not something that you had launched before, right? Physical products were, you had done other companies and you knew how to launch companies, but this was still kind of new for you.
Yeah.
Like, how did you know that you were onto the right path?
That's a great question. It was terrifying at times because I had enough success that I was putting a limb out there, but I couldn't go to sleep without thinking obsessively about the oral care market and the brand and what would it be called, and you know, what would it look like. And so I knew that conviction was going to be very important, because it's very exciting to start a business. It's very exciting to launch the first product. And we know this, is that it's in those difficult moments when things don't go as planned, where, why am I really doing this? And so I think getting really comfortable with that, then going into Facebook ads, which was the first traffic source for Snow, very easy for us to throw a few ads out there calling out what was different about that first system and just see would people, you know, be interested in this. Turns out they were. So starting to see a return on a few $100 a day, then a few $1,000 a day. And so, okay, now we're out of inventory. I need help shipping it. I need help with customer support. So that started very early on, but the figuring out product market fit also happened soon enough. And I also chose it. I think that I was realizing that if I choose this and I'm in a space that could create a lot of enterprise value by creating a wedge in there, I've got to stick with it for at least 5 years. So I wasn't looking for a quick payoff, but I was looking for quick customer feedback. So what I did is I started calling the customers on Shopify when we launched and asking them, "Hey, this is Josh from Snow. What made you order? What made you not order? What would make you order again?" It turns out that these customers were very open to having a conversation about it. They were excited to receive the product. How do I use it? And so early on, that kind of confirmed it. And once we had more customers come in, the reviews started to come in. I said, "Wow, this is something I could build a brand around."
Would you say that, you know, the beginning you just mentioned, like Facebook, we've had a lot of people on talking about, you know, Facebook and social media overall, and sort of, you know, that's how many people have grown their brands, or many people have reignited their brands in some cases. But how do you think that's changed for you? I mean, you mentioned also SEO. Do you think that was incredibly important? If you had to weigh the two of them, Facebook versus SEO, or was it a little bit of both or other channels? Like what kind of helped to really make your brand take off?
Yeah, it's definitely evolved. It's ever evolving, but certainly in the last few years, it was heavy on Facebook ads because the Facebook algorithm was strong enough. Instagram influencers as well, with the algorithm, now that's changed to TikTok. There's streaming. There's so many new alternatives and some that are rapid scale, TikTok Shop. So some of these areas, which is very exciting as a marketer at my core, that the world is shaking up a bit. We've had to adapt the business and take advantage of omni-channel approach. So we're with Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Saks, Macy's, CVS, and we've got a few more rolling out this year. So we have built omni-channel distribution and prioritized that really since COVID, and really to round out our business, Amazon, direct to consumer, and then how we drive those customers has also evolved. In the beginning, it was just Facebook ads, layer on Google ads and Bing ads, and then some influencers, some paid influencer stuff. So it kind of was that track. Nowadays, we're looking at marketplaces a lot more intimately. We're looking at Walmart.com, for example, where we wouldn't have looked at that before. And a lot of these retailers have created multi-billion dollar retail media networks where now you can run Instacart ads. So if we've got product in CVS, what does it look like for us to send TikTok traffic to our Instacart page and drive some sell through there? And so a lot of things have evolved in terms of channels. We're still a heavy spender on the Meta platform through Instagram and Facebook ads, but we've now started to move toward community and community building and affiliates. And there's a lot of other areas that we've added on top of there that we see success with. Ultimately, it comes down to 3 to 4 channels that are going to drive the majority of businesses that I see in the space. And for us, retail is a big one. D2C continues to be a big one. And our subscriber base, it's hard to build a subscription program outside of your own website. It's a lot more difficult. Longer answer, but it is something that's hugely important.
Yeah, definitely. So many industries have trends. You are innovating in an industry that is, people just want the end result, right? They want their teeth to look good and be healthy and feel good. You're looking to solve a lot of those problems, which is amazing. What do you think is the most difficult aspect of this for you? I mean, I feel like you're really getting into the head of the consumer, answering their questions and solving a problem for them that maybe not everybody in the industry is helping you do. Do you feel like there's a ton of education? I mean, in the case of the product I develop, Hint, it's about taste, right? I mean, it's definitely people want to hear about unsweetened flavored water, but for you, there's aspects of it where you just have to go and educate people about, like you said, ingredients and how do you tackle that?
Yeah, education is expensive, right? And people don't like to change that much. They'll have water with a hint of flavor in there if it's good, and I'll stick to that. And toothpaste, like this is our vitamin infused toothpaste line. And so they'll use toothpaste if you can get more than one benefit. It can whiten my teeth, and it's got infused with B12 and CoQ10, and it's a really good deal. That's going to work out for the customer. And so when we look at education, we try to not change the model too much. We do have the world's first and only sprinkle powder, which is for our customers that don't want to change toothpaste. They're a huge fan of a Sensodyne or a Colgate or a Crest, and that's fine. And this is a booster for us to be able to still cater to that customer and serve their need while enhancing their experience with very little effort. So education-wise, something like this, where you're adding a quick step to their routine, does require a lot of user-generated content, influencers. We do tons of photo shoots and video shoots to showcase how it's utilized together. We have to teach our retailers how to answer those questions. Can I put this on any toothpaste, or do I put it before the toothpaste or after the toothpaste? And so that education is a little bit more expensive and extensive. But things like toothpaste, this is makeup. These are makeup wipes for your teeth. So you have a cup of coffee and you're on the go. Use one of these. These are a favorite at like Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom. We sell these online as well. So there's some education, but we try to connect the dots. This is a makeup wipe for your teeth. This is toothpaste. But we're using vitamins and it's whitening. Okay, sounds good. And so this, just sprinkle this on any toothpaste you use. So we try to meet the customer as close as we can while delivering that result that they're expecting from something like our gold one, which we've sold over 5 million units of. And this is a extra strength teeth whitening serum you can use on the go as well. And so that's what Snow has become known for, is efficacy, a formulaic driven approach, and then packaging that would make sense to sit in a Nordstrom as well as a CVS. And so that's how we try to, educate. We try not to overburden the customer. And then use the products in combination to show them, like in skincare, how these products would work together. And it takes some time.
You mentioned the sprinkle. I love the sprinkle. I hadn't seen anyone doing that, actually. So it's great. It's a great product. And what is your favorite product that you have? And maybe that's different. It's like asking me my favorite flavor of Hint or my favorite child, right? But what is your favorite product that you've developed? Is it still your very first product that you developed? Or how do you think about, the products that you have?
I mean, that one will always have a soft spot in my heart. I mean, that's the first hero product that broke a million units in sales. And that was, just when nothing seemed that it would be that possible at that time. So it's just a whole different league. But I would say today, I'm a huge fan of our toothpaste, and their boosted toothpaste. So having the vitamin infusion is a nice additive. The flavors aren't overwhelming. Our ingredient deck is really nice. And so I would say that's an easy product that I don't leave the house with. I need to travel with toothpaste. And second to that would probably be our toothbrush line, which has a face brush attachment. I don't have one next to me, but you could take that toothbrush, it out, face brush in while you're in the shower, put your face wash on, and now you've got a two-in-one device, merging beauty and oral care. So it's fun. Those are some, we try to do two or three ahas per product. You know, this is great toothpaste, amazing whitening toothpaste, but it also has XYZ in it. And so we're trying to do that similar model that you've been extremely successful with in delighting them in that area over and over again, where it's something that's consistent. So for us, I would say, for myself, toothpaste is a favorite across the board.
So how many SKUs do you have now in the entire line?
Yeah, so we actually had to go through a SKU reduction in some areas. We had some flavors that were limited edition. So we had to rework that, but we're excited for it. We've got a lot planned in the next 18 months on flavors, colors, variations of our top sellers. We had about 60 to 70 SKUs at one point on the website. We're now down to about 35, 40 as we readjust that, and then we're going to bring out some more colors and things like that. So went from one, right about 40 now at this point that we've optimized a bit. And then I think 18 months from now, we'll be closer to that 60 to 75 number.
So to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to break into a business, knowing what you know today about entrepreneurship, I if somebody asked me, I would say it takes much longer. It's much harder, right? One of the reasons I love doing this show too is that I hear from so many entrepreneurs, and it doesn't matter what industry it is, but the peaks and the valleys, they hurt, right? They're either your growth is like, oh, you know, this is amazing, but then you almost fear when you're going to, you know, the bottom's going to fall out somewhere, right? You're going to have somebody not going to be able to develop, you know, what you want on time, or some retailer is going to go out of business that you were counting on, whatever it is. I mean, I've heard it all. So right. What would you say to an aspiring entrepreneur, knowing what you know about being an entrepreneur? I mean, it's got a lot of fun to it, but what else do you think maybe you weren't prepared for when you started thinking about launching your own business?
Yeah, it's been a journey, and so many journeys. I think that, you know, there's tenacity, and there's figure out your why, and there's a lot of things that will build a good foundation for when things get tough. But I think that looking at my life and my career in business as seasons, like a sport, and you have seasons, and there are going to be seasons where it seems like everything is going well, everything's working, and the wind is at your back. And then there are going to be times where it feels virtually impossible, or perhaps completely impossible, to continue in that space. And sometimes that might be true, depending on your situation. Yeah. Being able to, revert that energy into something that might be a little bit more useful and impactful for you at that time is also difficult, because you feel like you're quitting. Or so I would say that entrepreneurship is, I don't know anything different. And to me, it is my sport of choice. And I'm absolutely grateful. I wouldn't change a thing, coming from nothing and building all of this and losing it a couple times and rebuilding it. And I have grown so much, and I feel so grateful. So it is an extraordinary and beautiful, and you can help so many people that are in this path. So I love it. I'm huge about it. But I do think that just like anything that you become obsessed with and it becomes a part of who you are, entrepreneurship is very challenging, but it doesn't mean that you can't overcome them. If I look back and said, well, I didn't know how to make a website. I figured it out because I didn't know any better and just kind of put this stuff together. And I wish I could have told my younger self that everything I would want, I'm going to have in terms of a team, in terms of a business success or whatever it might be, and to focus on the principles. And as long as you're yourself getting better, get rid of anything that's getting in the way of you being your best self. That's going to be so, so important, especially in those early days. And build a little bit of a community, even if it's through podcasts, online forums, etc., where you can get a little bit of doses of motivation when you need it, and people that are kind of pushing you, even if they're strangers, pushing you to kind of continue. That's what it takes. And don't be afraid to switch through things. My first business wasn't snow. It was my 15th business. And so a lot of times people want their first business. It has to be the best, biggest thing ever. It's got my name on it and these expectations, the happiness and your burnout, managing yourself and the burnout and stress that comes from scaling something. The bigger you want to be, you've got to overcome these levels. And it's okay to ask for help. So that would be the last piece is ask for help. And don't be afraid to ask for help. It's a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. And I wish I would have known that at an earlier age, because I made things way harder on myself than they needed to be.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So Josh Snow, founder and CEO of Snow. Everyone needs to try Snow. It's absolutely incredible. You'll have the whitest teeth ever. Not too white, though. I mean, but right? Yeah, you can control it. It's a great product, multiple products, multiple SKUs in the line. So for sure, we'll have all the info in the show notes. But thank you so much. You're super motivating and inspirational. And I loved meeting you. And go Arizona.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.